Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Did you happen to see Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a team that has no... There is no chemistry on that team.
Oh, God. It's no, it's bad. So Micah Parsons has a podcast, The Edge, which CJ was on quite a bit. Well, they were discussing Jaden Daniels, who happens to be in the same division that they're in. And they not only think he's locked up the Offensive Rookie of the Year award, but Diggs believes Daniels is a top five quarterback already. Parsons and Diggs put out their top 10 quarterbacks, and here they are.
Is extensive.
In no particular order. Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold.
No. Okay, keep going.
That's it.
So Sam Darnold ahead of basically. Why don't you say I don't like? Are you sure then that Dak didn't make top 10, or was it just top 8 quarterbacks?
Top 8.
So for you to do that, they didn't put Stroud in there.
They didn't put CJ.
So they're
in there,
going.
And they
they're really
Dak
going by what they see this year.
Right.
But still, what you do, it's an unwritten rule.
Your quarterback is at least
in no particular order, and then you throw Dak in there at number 3, even if you think he's number 8 or 9 or 10. You throw him in there. First of all, you don't say this guy's 1, 2. You say here's my guys, and Dak should be in there for both of you guys, and he's not in there for either guy.
Either guy.
And they have Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Did they go back and forth like I take one, you take one? I wonder.
I think they were just throwing him out there.
Darnold ahead of Dak is just. That's intentional. That's basically telling Dak, we don't like you. Or we really think you're trash. They might as well be saying that.
That it absolutely is. And I thought, well, and CJ too, because Micah Parsons spent a lot of time with CJ in the offseason.
CJ right now is not playing like
that. No, he's not playing like that. You know what?
Wait, did you say Burrow in there?
He didn't have Burrow in there. They didn't have Burrow in there.
Burrow's got like...
Yeah, Burrow's like the top rated quarterback
Burrow
in the league.
There?
Burrow's the top rated quarterback in the league. Anyway, but then, you know what? But they already had too many white guys in there. They got Goff. They got Josh Allen. They got Matthew Stafford.
Too many white
Sam
guys.
Sam Darnold. Too many white guys.
Those
you're not
guys,
Joe in
other
there
than
too.
Darnold, oh, I see what you're saying. Why don't you throw Baker in there?
Baker can't go in there. Another white guy?
What about Kirk Cousins?
He can't go in there. You know what? And Joe Burrow is not included in this list. And... You could make an argument for
realistically, Kirk Cousins. Realistically, as it pertains to the Texans, CJ's not in the top 10 right now.
He's not a top 10 quarterback right now.
Yeah, he was.
Well, neither is Dak.
I think he will be. No, neither is Dak, but that's not the point.
No.
This
but
is
you
your
can't
little
be,
list.
Wait a minute. They're being completely honest. And you know what? There's something to be said about that. Sorry, Dak, you're not playing like a top 10 quarterback.
There's nothing to be said about that. Not if it's two teammates on a podcast in the middle of a season on a struggling team. There's nothing to be said about that. You do your job, which is throw Dak's name in there. It's in two guys at a barbershop. That's not what this
You'll
is.
You lose credibility because Dak is not one of the top 8 quarterbacks.
Credibility
in the league.
For what? You don't get paid for your podcast. If you do, who cares? Credibility, they're not broadcasters. They're football players.
I know.
They make millions playing football. You're on a team. You're trying to win at the highest level.
It would have been a snicker if they put Dak in
don't
there.
Don't care. You still do it. Then don't bring the topic up.
Well, that's it.
Because what
that's
they did it. Is just they just lit up Dak.
Yeah, they lit
they
him
just
up.
Lit up Dak Prescott.
Because everybody
don't put him in that position.
The noticeable, for me, the thing that was noticeable was Prescott and CJ. CJ not being there either.
Well, Joe Burrow is almost like an oversight.
Yeah, right. I think they just forgot about Joe.
Although, you know, he didn't have wins.
No?
He didn't have a bunch of wins. I mean, right now Stafford's playing. And Stafford's the guy that every player in the league loves Stafford. Micah, have you ever noticed that?
Yes. Micah has mentioned him before. He loves Stafford.
Highly regarded.
Yes, yes, yes. Art is here. Let's get him in here on the show. What do you say, Art? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, guys. I was just seeing if you guys noticed D'Amico dissing Aaron Rodgers last night after the game. Rodgers was like wiping his hands, putting his hat on, just waiting for D'Amico to turn around so he could dap him up, and then D'Amico just kind of sidestepped him. No eye contact, no head nod, no elbow, you know, bump.
You saw it, John. I saw it. I saw the video. Yeah, I didn't see it yet. What did you think?
Seen the video?
No, I'm gonna.
No, D'Amico definitely, because Aaron was behind him and tapping him, and D'Amico was saying you're giving love to everybody else, and then he turned around and he saw Aaron Rodgers, and he just walked right past him. Didn't even acknowledge him.
Aaron's done that to people all kinds of times.
Yeah.
So whatever, I don't care. Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback to watch in history. I just think he's an incredible talent. This guy is turning out to be one of the most self-absorbed, conceited quarterbacks who, frankly,
so watch Aaron. He's going to follow him and follow him around. Well, maybe he didn't tap him, but he did take his helmet off and he looked and he was right in front of D'Amico and watched D'Amico just walks right by. He looked at him and walked right by.
Wow, that is
a diss
on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Did he say something about?
You don't know if
I'm trying to think. Wait. Well, I mean, they played against each other.
Yeah.
They were in the same draft. No, Aaron was drafted a year before. How about that? Aaron was drafted a year before D'Amico. D'Amico was drafted in 06. Aaron was drafted in 05. So it could be something on the field. You never know.
Yeah.
Remember, he played with the Eagles. Eagles may have seen the Texans didn't see them a whole lot, the Packers a whole lot. Eagles may have seen them a little bit more. But that looked intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, Art, that looks intentional for sure. I mean, Aaron Rodgers went out of his way to wait, and then nothing.
And then he got nothing from D'Amico.
I feel bad for D'Amico because now Aaron is going to tell on him on the Pat McAfee show or whatever podcast he has. Now Aaron's going to really let him have it.
Yeah.
So look out, because Aaron's going to be in the media telling. Maybe he'll go on Micah's podcast, and they won't have, maybe they won't have him in the top 10 head coaches.
How about that?
Yeah.
You
never know.
One never knows. 713-780-3776. La raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Deportes, gentlemen. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Deportes,
We're doing all right.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Hey, by any chance, you know my homeboy Luke from Pittsburgh State?
No.
I think he might be single. I don't know if you're interested in the title.
No.
Thanks. I don't need help anyways.
Yeah.
No, she's good. Need help. And she doesn't need Luke.
She doesn't need Luke from Pittsburgh State tight end. We're not.
Do you want to see? Do you know him? Do you know who he is?
Don't. Why are you doing this? You're trying to get her away from
that. Show you. And we want you to call him out by name. Okay.
No. Abigail, don't listen to anything that's going to happen on this call.
No.
Do you need help? Would you like for La Raza to help you find a man?
I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
You're all right?
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
No, actually, I'm glad that Ms. Abigail's on today, because I want her to give some inspirational quotes for the Texans, because they need all the help they can get in everything. Because yesterday, what I saw, if that's going to be the future of the Texans, I already know that this season's done. I mean, anything that I don't know what to say. I mean, I think we need God in our in their lives. So if you can do us the pleasure, I'm taking anything.
Abigail, would you like to? I don't know what. John is showing her Luke's name from Pittsburgh State.
Oh,
the
my
tight
God.
End. Yeah,
I don't even see his face.
It.
I don't know if I can even.
No, you can't.
No,
don't,
I can't.
Like I said, John got up with his computer just to go show Abigail. We don't talk
that's
about
his
him.
Last name too.
Yes, that's his last name. And La Raza brought him to our.
Yes.
He brought him to our. He brought him into the show like Beetlejuice. He brought him in here. We didn't ask for him to be part of this show.
Oh,
Luke.
And now Luke.
And
is.
Now he's been part of the show every time La Raza calls. And now he wants you to.
Yeah.
Date
you,
him.
Can you name him for
no,
her, name him
no,
by name?
Why would you do that to her?
Oh, I forgot his name.
We have to do it to Del. We have to do it to all the producers.
Del finally spelled it. A play-by-play announcer say his name all the time.
I don't know how they do it.
I've heard it. I've heard it.
I just say Luke with the catch.
No, I've heard it, and it's actually he does a lot of zone read stuff. He's an athletic player, but they say it really fast.
That's when I would take the wife's name, last name.
Right, or. You know, or they named, you know, whoever, his there's, dad? His dad? I mean, come on.
There's a tight end from Pittsburgh State who has a last name that is spelled really very closely like a racial slur. It's almost something like they would have named, this would have been a character for some, like, Quentin Tarantino movie where this is, you know, some guy was named this, a nickname, and it's something out of... And it's his real last name that he's had to go through since he was in, you know, like a kindergarten. He was there. And teachers have had to.
Oh, this is why. He's right.
What?
D'Amico is a Salah guy. And Rodgers got Salah fired.
That's why it was.
They're right.
This is an easy one.
That's an easy one.
And Robert Salah has called him and said, this guy killed me.
Yeah,
behind the scenes, he absolutely killed me.
Killed me.
And D'Amico is loyal.
That's it.
D'Amico is loyal.
D'Amico
that's 100% why.
Any of that.
He's a Salah.
Yeah.
He coached under Salah.
Yeah.
And now you got Salah fired. Don't try to act like, they called me. I didn't do anything with
D'Amico
Robert.
D'Amico looked at him almost with disgust and just walked past him.
Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Davante Adams, all guys that Aaron wanted, that Aaron got.
Yeah.
He got Nathaniel Hackett in there, who's gone.
Robert Saleh, he got fired. Demoted.
But gone from offensive coordinator.
Right.
Yeah, this has been – Aaron Rodgers has run that whole –
D'Amico was like,
James Harden this whole
good call.
Team where he got to – that's exactly what
good
it is.
Good call, former producer. We got Abigail now. We don't need him anymore. We got Abigail. You know what? Let's see if we can't move this. Abigail, maybe she's going to be the next Hall of Famer here. There's a chance that she's the next Hall of Famer in this station.
Hall of Famer of radio?
Yes.
Or, I was like, football player? Definitely not. I'm injury prone.
No. Hall of Radio Hall of Fame.
So you are. Abigail is. You can watch the show if you want on Twitter.
Twitch.
You can go
Twitter,
find our
show.
Twitch, YouTube. Yeah, a lot of people watch it on the ESPN YouTube page. Abigail has what the look that she's got today. If it were Halloween, who would you think she's dressed up as? She won't
J-Lo.
Get it. She won't get it.
J-Lo?
Well, I could.
Shay Mitchell?
No, I'm
just
who?
Shay Mitchell?
No, I don't know. Who's Shay Mitchell?
She plays like Pretty Little Liars, like the girl, the brown hair girl.
Oh, that's her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't know. We don't go that deep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Industry.
No. Old school. The sweatshirt off the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
See if John can come up with it. No way you know it. Yes. You're on it.
That's it.
Flashdance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Flashdance. What's her name?
Jennifer something.
Aniston?
No.
I was like,
it's not Jennifer. Who was in Flashdance? The star of Flashdance. That's what she's dressed
she's
like.
She's got
today.
Like kind of fair. I told her the other day. She's got kind of like Farrah Fawcett curls a little bit.
No. The Farrah Fawcett was.
It was more curls.
Yeah,
she had bigger curls at the end.
Lance is being creepy again.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being creepy.
Yes.
I'm not being creepy about her love life
a little bit earlier during
the
break.
No, I said, how's your personal life going?
Yeah,
everything okay? And then she
made her cry.
And then I didn't make her cry.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Remember when y'all made me cry?
Yeah, I do remember that. John actually made you cry last night.
No, that's why I don't delve into her personal life.
We ask you not like how's everything going in your personal world? And then you hit me with something pretty big. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to go do the show. I'm like, wow, okay.
John, I was in College Station last week, and I just hear Annabelle, and I'm like...
You turned around?
I turned around, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, he was like, I was listening, and you were on the John Lynn Show, and I was like, oh, jeez.
He gaslit
you, Annabelle.
He gaslit you. He gaslit people.
Well, that's...
I was just like, great.
Thank
now
you.
Everybody knows that I'm Annabelle.
Flashdance.
Well, everybody knows me as the Coors Light guy, and there's a good reason
Jennifer
for that.
Jennifer Beals, Flashdance.
Jennifer Beal. Is it Jennifer Beal? No.
Yeah, it's Jennifer Beal.
Is it Jennifer Beal?
100%.
Yeah, that's her. Yep. Everybody knows me as the Coors Light guy, and there's a reason for that. It's because I drink Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I was refreshed last night. I can tell you that. We had bucket after bucket. It was great at Nick's place watching the games. We had the Rockets on. We had the Texans on. We had buckets of Coors Light, and that is fun. You're looking for the best way to enjoy whatever game you're watching or not watching, whatever activity you're doing or not doing. You're just laying on the couch. You know what's good? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's the way I go about it. I want you to go about it that way as well. If you're looking for the best way to just enjoy your day, Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. I'm keeping Texas chill. Do your part. Keep Texas chill with Coors Light.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, now, this is blasphemous. Ghetto Gronk put C.J. Stroud's head on Anthony Richardson's body with his 5 jersey on. But C.J. Stroud dressed as Anthony Richardson on Halloween. 11 for 30, 36.7%, under 200 yards, and 0 TDs. It was very Anthony Richardson-like. I hate that Ghetto Gronk
so
did that.
Much. That's so much to
that
say.
That is so disrespectful.
Anthony Richardson... Those numbers aren't great.
No, and 59 yards rushing. That was very Anthony Richardson.
In his last 3 games, C.J. Stroud in his last 3 games has thrown for 86, 285, and 191 with 1 touchdown and no interceptions.
Wow.
In his last 3 games, 1 touchdown, but no interceptions. His completion percentage has been 47-6, 67 versus the Colts, and 36.7.
Wow.
Against good defenses and good teams, he's not being good.
Well, it correlates directly with the play of the offensive line. It's been trash. They've been just trash. Let's get Gary in here. Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I have been an anti Nick Caserio guy going all the way back to the very beginning. But this guy has to take some heat for this Kenyon Green thing. Just the offensive line overall, right? Like, you can't blame him for Tunsil's regression. I don't know where the heck that came from. Howard shouldn't have a contract, but whatever. He's at least decent. But the left guard and the center, I mean, left guard is just killing this team. And the only reason that Kenyon Green is not, like, in NFL Europe or, like, the D-League or wherever is because he was a first-round pick. The dude, it's not even like he's bad. Like, he can't play. He's horrible. Like, Kendrick Green is notably better than Kenyon Green, and he's not even good. So that's one thing. Also, this is going to sound crazy. The OC change or something, offensive line coach change, like, that cannot be off the table. It's one thing, like, I've been a Texans fan since we started. We've had a lot of bad offensive lines. Like, this is the worst one. Even, like, Xavier's Tuofilo offensive lines were better than this. Like, this is the worst offensive line I've ever seen with all of these first-round picks and contracts. Like, somebody has to be accountable for that, right?
Yeah.
Like, something has to happen.
So,
that's I'm just frustrated.
Yeah. No, Gary, we get it. I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated watching that offensive line. So, Chris... You know Chris. You went to a Rockets game with him. He said, when was the last time a Lombardi finalist played this poorly?
Who were the Lombardi finalists? What kind of
Kenyon Green.
Is that? Well, I know, but Lombardi Award, because a lot of Lombardi Award are not offensive.
No, it's not. No, it's not usually not. No. There's a lot of defensive linemen and linebackers that could.
The finalists last year were Brock Bowers, Jonah Ellis, defensive end from Utah, Leatu Latu, defensive end from UCLA, and then Joe Alt, the tackle. So there's not a lot of them anymore. But Kenyon has been, yeah, it's just not. It's a miss. I mean, it's a miss. The confidence isn't there. He's not holding up physically. He was good in the preseason. He was good early in the season. Like I thought his technique was pretty good. I literally was watching games, preseason games, just to watch him. I'd go to the coach's tape, and I thought, man, his technique's better. He leaned down a little bit, got rid of some bad weight. But this looks like when he was a rookie again, where he's losing confidence. His technique's not good when he's got to move. When guys attack his edges, he doesn't slide his feet and stay in front of them. Like, some of that stuff is coachable, and some is just muscle memory, whereas muscle memory just doesn't. You can learn it, but then when the bullets, as they say, when the bullets fly, do you go back to your teaching or do you just revert back to your bad habits? And I think some of that is he's reverting to his bad habits. John, the amount of draft picks, we've said it before, I'll say it again. Four first-round picks have been spent total, two on Tunsil, one on Howard, one on Kenyon Green. You've given two new contracts to two different new contracts given to your boy Laremy Tunsil. I've got a brand new contract for the right tackle, Tytus Howard. You gave a good size free agent contract to Shaq Mason. Nothing crazy, but it's pretty good size. You drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round. You have made offensive line a priority, which I love. Nick Caserio comes from the school of Bill Belichick, which is we're going to win in the interior in the trenches. I totally appreciate that. Problem is, it's not good enough. Like The guys that they drafted and paid, as Gary just said, you're not getting anywhere near the expectations relative to the draft capital and the money that you are spending. And now you screwed yourself with this Tytus Howard contract. So now you got Tytus, who's just very average. Laremy Tunsil, you're locked down on Tunsil. And go from guard to guard, it's just not good enough pass protection. They get, if they're not physically getting overwhelmed,
they're getting overwhelmed.
They're not quick enough.
Or they're outsmarted.
When they're on their edges or they don't handle twists. Like, nothing will corrupt a passing game faster than interior pressure. Nothing. And that's what the Texans are facing. Once the interior starts to break down, quarterbacks can't step up in the pocket. And CJ's not stepping up in the pocket. By the way, when they are protecting, he's not doing a very good job of sliding up in the pocket when edge pressure comes right now. It's a total team thing. But somebody, I don't know if it's going to happen in season, but there will be some changes made in the offseason. I have no doubt about it.
Oh, no, there's got to be changes made now. No. This is slipping away because you're getting your quarterback killed, and you can't. And the one thing that you have to do as a head coach is make sure that guy's okay. Not only is he getting killed,
right,
but it's affecting his play.
Yeah, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You can look at the numbers, and it
that is not.
But do you have a suggestion of what you think they can do?
No, with your human eye, you see him. His feet, his the hurried.
He's jittery with the feet. He's hanging on to some of these needs. I don't want him to ever get down to become a check down Charlie, but right now he needs to read the room and understand the situation. And there are some guys running open underneath, and he just needs to get it to him. Let's just get the ball out. He's taking some penalties sometime on third downs taking some sacks that are unnecessary. That sack where you ended up with a 54-yard field goal make, that ball's got to get out. You got to throw the ball away.
I hate to say this.
Everything is offensive line. CJ, once you get to a certain point of the play, get it out. Don't take an 11-yard sack to turn a 43-yard field goal into a 54-yard field goal. That was crazy.
Well, yeah, but again, it was like it was deluged.
Well, I don't care. Your job is to get rid of the football.
I hate to say this, but he reminded me a little of Blaine Gabbert last night.
Oh, I'm not.
Lance just left the show.
We're not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Okay. Well, it reminded me a little of it. He had the feet. He wasn't looking. He looked scared, inaccurate, and it was all because of all that pressure that he's getting. I'm sorry. I had to say it. I had to say it, Abigail. And don't. All right. Even if Lance didn't like it and you didn't like it, Abigail's like, who's Blaine Gabbert? And why? Why is he like him? Let's talk about Chastain Ford. I talked to my boy Patrick yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I got to tell you, it's fantastic what they're doing over there. And there's big things coming in the future at Chastain Ford. When you're the biggest and the best like they have been in the commercial game, look, they're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. There's a reason for that. I keep saying this. Listen, if businesses say what do businesses want? They want to get the best deal they possibly can. They want to get the best product they possibly can. They want to get it at the best price that they possibly can. Well, don't you want that? This is what you want as well. Businesses are telling you it's Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is where we go because we love how they customize their vehicles for us. and they can do anything, and they're going to get it at a price that we love. Matt Hogue, I don't know how many vehicles Hogue Landscape Services has bought from Chastain Ford, and he customizes them perfect for what Matt Hogue needs. It's not only commercial, though. It's personal as well. It's you. Go get that Ford the way you want it. No add-ons, no markups at Chastain Ford. Get it the way you want it with the service that you need. It's happening every day. At ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Wait, and then... Wait, keep watching it. It gets worse. 834 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to get in here. Let's talk something positive for a minute.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know why she does that. I don't know why she's doing that.
Oh, God.
An elephant is pooping, and this woman in this dress, she's hot, and she's catching the poop out of the elephant. I don't know why she does that.
Abigail just now gave a look like, I wish I wasn't.
Come here, Abigail, watch it.
No, don't watch
it. Come get it. Come watch this.
Don't watch it.
No,
so.
I'm okay. I don't want to.
It's really gross.
Hey, is Tommy Townsend still alive? After he got roughed.
Listen, that was probably, I don't know. But CJ got leg whipped, no call. Derek Stingley gets called on a illegal contact downfield when he was just running with a guy.
Not ideal.
That was crap. That was a crap call. D'Amico wouldn't even address it. He's like, you can take the fine. I ain't taking it. But that was just a garbage call. And the Texans are in a bad place offensively now. They're in a really bad place. Nico comes back. Does everything get better?
I think a lot of it gets better because he's a guy that catches contested catches. He spreads. He can stretch a defense.
How many off plays did he make last year with CJ with off script? You know, CJ's running for his life, and Nico's in the middle of the field, and he hits him.
I guess he made some, but it felt like CJ stayed on schedule pretty good last year.
Oh, he had a lot of off-schedule
plays.
Yeah, he probably
had more than I'm thinking, but I think he makes a big difference because you can run slants with him, you can go vertical with him, you can run the deep dig, so he can work all three levels. I think it's going to be huge for him to get back. It was nice to see Tank Dell have a good game. Get some confidence back, maybe CJ confidence in him. You're going through the game. We're rewatching the game. And then you, like, just during the break, you're like, oh, my gosh, CJ missed this throw to Mechie, this throw to Tank, this throw. Like, he's missing throws, and I understand he's under pressure, but this is stuff he was making last year.
Yeah. No, those were a couple of easy throws, actually.
And some of them he's not under as much pressure, but that's what made him special, is that he could make these throws under duress with incredible accuracy. It's just not the same right now. And I'm not blaming – people try to act like everything's binary and it's this or this and that's it. No, there's a variety of problems right now. I think schematically, defensively, there's too many bad matchups for Jalen Petrie on the field. I think there are issues with obviously the offensive line, as we talked about. Slowick's got to start playing to the weaknesses of his team. And if he knows what the weaknesses are, like, he cannot – he's going to have to change the dropbacks. He's going to have to change everything. And if you're going to run the ball this well, then I am sorry, but this turns into – you probably need to turn this into a 55% run, 45% pass, which is unbelievably heavy in today's NFL game.
Mm.
But maybe you need to be – because the Jets could have made you one-dimensional yesterday, and guess what? They still couldn't stop Mixon. I mean, it wasn't one run that Mixon had. Mixon was gashing him all over the place.
Yeah. And he has all year. Maybe
Do you want to take back the CJ Gabbert thing that you just said
before
the break?
Blaine Gabbert. No, I didn't say he was CJ Gabbert, but
you said he reminded you of Blaine Gabbert.
Well, his feet, his hurriedness, his inaccuracy down the field. I mean,
But Blaine screamed on the field at one point.
No, he did not.
So scared.
He did.
Yes.
No, he didn't do that. 713-780-37. You want to give away those tickets, Abigail? You want to do the U of H tickets? Yeah. All right, so we got U of H tickets at exactly 8:40. We got two tickets. Willie Fritz is coming up at 9 o'clock, you Coug fans, to talk about the game last week against Utah and tomorrow's game against against Kansas State. We've got two tickets to give away. You can get your tickets at starting at $15 at 713-GO-COUGS or uhcougars.com/tickets. Two tickets to give away at 8:40, exactly 8:40. You call in, and caller number four is going to get those tickets. 713-780-3776. All right. Took care of that business. You got that business done. Rockets win last night. We got to give them some love. They went into Dallas, one of the best teams. Listen, they add Klay Thompson to the team that went to the NBA Finals last year. That's a pretty good team. That's a really good organization. That is special. Okay, and they go in there and win. They lose to Charlotte at home, okay, and then they go to Dallas and win. They did have a 23-point lead that was down to 2 in late in the game, but they came through with big baskets. That's the NBA. The NBA is a game of runs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and especially how you going to keep Luka and Kyrie and Klay down.
Main thing is you finish them, and they made finishing plays. They didn't just limp in. The Rockets made plays to win the game. Dylan Brooks turned around. Will Bredo's podcast partner, Will, he said, if Dylan Brooks hit a turnaround jumper to seal the game on my favorite team, I would cry real tears.
Dylan Brooks did.
He had a turnaround jumper from Dylan Brooks. Will make you cry real tears.
Okay. Jalen, Amen, Dylan Brooks, Fred Van Vliet, and Alpi were on the floor at the end. And
was Alpi on the floor at the end? Because he wasn't for most of the fourth.
Yeah.
Most of the fourth, it was Jalen, Fred Van Vliet,
Dylan.
Tari was great. Yeah. Tari's energy. And they missed a shot. Somebody missed a shot, and they kept it alive with the offensive rebound. Like, it was a fun game to go in and dominate the Mavericks for as long as you did. And then, of course, it got close, but you made winning plays to win it. Like you said, you lost a game you should have won with Charlotte, or that you thought you were going to win with Charlotte. Frankly, you got badly outplayed in the second half of that game. And then you outplayed the Mavericks for three quarters, and then you made winning plays down the stretch. Yep. So everyone who took a look at over 43.5 wins, they're all feeling good about themselves right now.
Yeah.
Everyone who has the Rockets as a sixth seed in a tough Western Conference, all of us realize that we're still in this game.
Yeah. No, the Rockets, as far as power, I mean, they're finding themselves. They're finding where they got to use Steven Adams. They're finding how they're going to get, how are you going to get Reed involved? How are you going to get Cam Whitmore involved? How are you going to get Amen involved? How are you, the combinations. It's a tough job what Ime's got. He's got a tough job figuring out what are the best combinations. When can I use guys? When will guys be? And how to get out of these lulls that they get into. That's what Ime's job is right now. Let me get the best. Let me figure out the best combinations that I can put on the floor, and let me figure out how we can not just go dead silent for 5, 7, 9 minutes at a time. And that's exactly what they have to do. We gave away the tickets. All good?
Yeah, we're all good.
All good. 713-780-3776. We know we got a caller there, but we can't see his name. Do you have any idea?
I'll ask our intern.
Who is it? Okay. And we are Lance and I both headed today and tomorrow up to Kilgore, and we will be inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. So we got a nice weekend. Our wives are going. Are your kids going?
Yeah,
they're going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a nice weekend ahead of us. You're going to do a one-day thing, right?
Well, I think we're going up and back, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got stuff. Alec came in town from they've got what's called fall break. So he actually got in town yesterday, immediately took my wife's car and drove to College Station to go see friends at A&M. So my wife didn't have a car. I had to drive home because there was no car at the house.
Well, you had to go to Indianapolis.
There was an issue. Well, I mean when I got home at night. His flight was late coming in because of weather in Houston. I guess it backed up a bunch of flights. So I don't remember, like, it was a little bumpy. I will say the trip there and back was a little bit bumpy, but and I was a little bit late getting back from our trip. But, yeah, I'm going to go up there, but Alec is going to come up. So all my kids other than Drake, who has to work, they're going to go up there. We're just going to go up and back, got some college football to watch, and I've got the boys have some things they have to do. So, but looking forward to it. I mean, when I get a chance to go to Kilgore, I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
You're not
well, actually,
tell me
somebody
twice.
Told me yesterday, said it's neat. It's a neat little town.
Well, there's an area outside of Kilgore where you can go hiking, so my wife's already plotting and planning.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like, yeah, the Hall of Fame is nice, but.
I'm going hiking.
I've got the family.
Oh, no.
I've locked in on a hiking location.
No, this is
location,
your weekend.
A hiking location.
Where's the bar with college football on? That's what I'm locking in on.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, that's right. You're damn right.
Yeah,
I'm sure they got a bar with TVs. That's what we're locking in on. Okay, as a family, because this is my weekend. Are we inducting you, Nicole, in the Hall of Fame? In the hiking Hall of Fame?
Wow.
No.
In the hiking Hall of Fame.
Okay. No, we're not. What we're doing is we're watching college football because that's our job. Okay. I keep telling my wife that. Time for me to talk about my man Dimitri over at Nico Nico's. He is a great guy, and he has done an unbelievable job. He's got three locations now. Forever they were Montrose and it's been forever Montrose and Westheimer. Now he's got one on I-10 near the Beltway, and he's got another one in the Woodlands, 922 Lakefront Circle. It's right near Research Forest and 45. It's awesome. I love Nico Nico's. I mean, you can say what you want. The Greeks started tailgating, okay, at the Olympics. They were out there eating and drinking grape leaves and olive oil and Kalamata olives for years, okay? Gyros, chicken skewers, spinach, cheese pies, pita chips with tzatziki, garlic sauce, hummus, Greek fried meatballs, keftedes or sliders, wings, potato chips, whatever. You got a tailgate or you got a party? Think about being Greek that night, okay? It's awesome. And they'll make it great for you. Catering at NicoNicos.com. Catering at NicoNicos.com. You can call 713-528-0966. How many people have a Greek party? Have a Greek party at Catering at NicoNicos.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Yeah.
The care factor is much higher on the show today.
Well, it's a different
in the production.
It's different. Mm-hmm. I came in, I rode in. And I got here at 6:20, and the lights were all on, which they never are. And young Abigail was here, okay? Annabelle, Abigail, whatever.
She's putting in work.
She does. And she had all of these all sound in already. She said, I got this. I got D'Amico. I got CJ. I was like, this is so different. This is just so different than, hey, Dell, you got that? What? Do I have what? I don't know, just a little something, Del, you know, that the people would want to hear from D'Amico. I don't have it right now, okay? And that's what we get.
Produce his show after this, too, so that's what I'll get.
That's what you'll get. That's right. No, I know. It's really hard. It's really hard to live with. But Abigail brightens the whole room. So that, as opposed to Del, who doesn't brighten a room. Never brightens a room.
You know who I think we're going to get as an advertiser? I had lunch with him the other day. Taqueria Serrandas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chelsea's working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast Taco Friday is what she's looking into.
Oh
what a blessing. What a blessing. Gracias, Dios.
Okay, we're watching the game right now, and that Stingley penalty was ridiculous.
Dios de mío.
He's crying. He wants that so bad.
I can't wait. I love their breakfast tacos. So, and chilaquiles. Have you ever had that?
No.
You never had that?
What is it?
I don't know if it's pronounced chilaquiles or chilaquiles. And it's like strip. It's eggs. Well, you can get it with eggs. You can get meat if you want to get a meat put on it. Yeah, it's strips.
I want meat on there.
They've got tortilla strips that are, it's in a salsa verde is the way I eat. Oh, man. Oh. It's a gut buster.
Hmm. I love that. All right. Lazy J is here. Let's get him in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you say, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, Homer. What's going on, man?
Oh, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's about that time.
What is it this time?
What's your record right now, and what's the Texans' record?
Hey, what y'all do, beat up on bad teams?
Wait, who's this team?
Y'all can't win?
Cowboys.
So is Lazy J the one that's Cowboys and LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. You're one of those. Yeah, who are your other team? Who's your baseball team? Who's your baseball team?
It is the Astros. I'll give you that.
So it's Houston who's won a bunch of championships. It's Cowboys probably when they were winning because you're an 80s baby. It's LeBron because you're an 80s baby. Come on. Let me guess. You were a Bulls fan at one point.
I was. Jordan was.
I was. 85. Oh, my. Pick a team. Where do you live? Have you lived here your whole life?
Yeah, I have.
Bro, you were. We had championships too. You were literally, all you do is follow the band. You're literally bandwagon
That's
Jay.
That's what he is.
Oh my gosh!
I wasn't a fan of the Rockets. Like I think Jordan would have beat the Rockets back in the day. So I don't really count those two championships.
Well,
you know?
That's why, because you're a bandwagon.
You're fan. A bad person. You're just a bad person.
Johnny G, you agree with me on that? So don't even. You
the Rockets won those championships. I love those Rockets teams. I love those teams.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I did.
Okay. He said championships don't count, and then suckles from the teat of a bubble championship with the Lakers.
I was in those soccer rooms with those guys. I love those teams. Love those teams. And they didn't play. You know what? We don't know, Lazy J. They didn't play. So there. You don't know that Vernon couldn't shut down Michael? You don't know?
Yeah, if he was coked up, if he had an 8-ball in his pocket, he might have been.
Oh, my God, that's all. You're a bad person. You just called because the Texans lost. That's all. And your Cowboys suck, by the way. Your team sucks.
Why y'all not? Y'all all on Green. Green is he's the problem, this and that. You know, y'all not saying nothing about CJ Stroud. He's playing ass. Oh, but Dak is trash.
No, we said it. CJ's been. I called him Blaine Gabbert. What are you talking about? We work. You know what? CJ's not.
That was more of a joke than I.
No. We've been saying. No, CJ ain't the same guy he was last year. He's not. He's just not. He's not. He's not as accurate. And you know what? In large part, and cut him off. He's stupid. He's in large part. It's because of the offensive line play. I mean, but CJ is missing guys that he wasn't missing last year, although. You know, he had some garbage. We forget he had some trash games too. He had a couple of three trash games. He had a trash. They weren't good against the Ravens twice. He had a trash game against the Panthers, against the Falcons, against the Jets. I mean, TJ wasn't perfect last year. They're 6-3. They got problems. They got problems. There's no question. But they're 6-3, and your team sucks. Okay.
Yeah.
You just worry about your own problems. Don't look over, the Texans lost, so you call in.
Yeah, don't be your own defensive players don't like your quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about this. They embarrassed your quarterback by saying Sam Darnold's better than him.
Well, okay.
You can't say that.
No.
You literally had your cornerback got so upset by a tweet about him not hustling, which was true, by the way, that he told a guy that he needs to interview these nuts or something like that. And then he apologized.
Yeah,
to
he
him,
did.
Said,
he gave him,
I was in the wrong. Here are some
here's
nuts.
Here's some peanuts. He gave peanuts to the guy.
It's your choice. Did you hear what the flavors were?
No.
One of them was like ranch flavor and the other was banana pudding. Who has banana pudding flavored nuts?
Nuts.
What? Banana? Who eats that?
Banana flavor.
Can I get some chocolate pie pecans? Well, that sounds delicious.
That does sound.
Yeah, but not banana pudding nuts. Your players, this is disgusting what's happening.
Yeah.
Never let him call again.
No. And you know what? Today I learned Lazy J is short for intellectually Lazy J. That's what it is.
He is being intellectually lazy with some of the things he's saying.
No, no. He's been intellectually lazy since he's called the first time. Okay. All right. Willie Fritz joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quick assist.
They want to assist you when it comes to making sure that you are able to sell your tickets. And Quick Assist says, come on, you got some college football tickets, let's go. The bigger the better. They're going to make you a lot of money. Quick Assist, what they do is they take your tickets. You download Quick Assist on your phone. So you just go to the App Store and just search Quick, A-S-Y-S-T, Quick Assist. A-S-Y-S-T. Once it's in, you sign up. It's super, super quick on your app. You can upload your tickets if you have the digital tickets to your phone. And guess what? They can get you listed almost instantaneously on 15 different ticket sites. And what does that mean? It means you have a maximum amount of eyes for those tickets that you have to Michigan, Ohio State, to LSU versus, I don't know, whoever you have, Texas A&M. You say, man, these tickets are going for a crazy amount. Well, then why don't you put them in front of the most eyes possible and have dynamic pricing? That's the real secret sauce here, is they're able to go up and down with the ticket prices seamlessly on all these different sites, depending on what it is that the market is doing. So they're making sure that they get your tickets not only sold, but they get the most amount of money for you. And this is NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, NFL, college football, college basketball. You got sports tickets, they're going to sell them for you, and you're going to make top dollars. And it's never been easier for you. Quick Assist is going to really revolutionize ticket sales. Jump in on the front end. Quick, A-S-Y-S-T, it's Quick Assist. The owners are right here from Houston. They're Houston sports fans, and they're doing this for you. Don't miss out. Quick Assist.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.